Hi there, my name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. Thank you for joining me on this Emily Now episode where we take a little bit more time to talk about issues and topics that are important to entrepreneurs and business owners that are looking to increase their revenue, ultimately increase their profits and the overall value of their business. Today's topic is how to buy a business. Now, this is a very broad topic, so I'm only going to cover just a little bit of it, but enough to get you thinking, because sometimes when you're running a business, you might say to yourself, look, there's an opportunity to take advantage of this business over here that I know is distressed or in trouble, and we could bring it into what we're already doing, and it would be really good. Other times you might say, look, our competitor across the street, there they are, and if we joined forces, we could probably do better together than we could separately. We could increase our margins, we could gain from efficiencies. And so there will be different times when, as a business owner or an entrepreneur, you've got the opportunity or you're going to be thinking about buying a business. In some cases, you might see another business where the owner is just simply looking to exit. As you know, small and medium-sized businesses rarely have legacy plans. And for many business owners, it can be difficult to figure out how to get rid of their business once they're ready to retire. And with the day and age that we live in right now, it's actually very difficult to get rid of a small or medium-sized business that hasn't already been planning on it for years. If they haven't planned on selling it to management or passing it down to another generation or lining up a purchaser, then a lot of times there's businesses in the marketplace that just need someone to take them over. They're great businesses, but the owners themselves, they just didn't have a plan, and so, you know, that's an opportunity maybe for you. So what does the process look like? Well, first of all, the place that you need to start is you need to figure out, why am I buying this business? Am I buying this business because it complements what I'm doing already? Am I buying this business because it helps our existing business grab market share? Or am I buying this business simply as an investment? Now, the reason you want to understand the answer to that question is because it's going to the way in which you proceed is going to vary depending on your reason. And that leads you to sort of the second step is, after you've figured out why, then you've got to figure out how. How am I going to now pay for this business? There's basically three ways to do it. You can pay for it with cash. You can pay for it with cash and an investment from either the existing owner or an outside owner, or rather an outside investor, or you can use cash and debt to do it. So there's three basic ways to do it. Cash plus equity, either from the owner or outside investors, or cash plus debt. Those are your three reasons. Now, depending on why you're buying the business will influence how you end up paying for it. And so, as a quick example, a distressed business, you probably won't put up any cash and you probably won't give it any debt because it already is distressed, which means it probably already has a lot of debt, and you putting that money in doesn't better the company. In fact, it's probably better just to work with the existing capital in the business, even if it's vendors or if it's lenders or if it's existing investors. So a distressed company, you're gonna buy that business one way, versus a business where you're now looking to take advantage of that business to grow your own market share. Well, now you start figuring out, okay, I'm gonna use cash, or I'm gonna use an outside investor, because us growing our existing business by acquiring this business means we're gonna have more profit, which means it's probably a good time to bring in an investor. Or if you have an existing business and you're buying a business to grow your market share, then being able to go to a bank or a lender and show them that with our increased market share, we're gonna have increased profit, which means we can afford debt payments. You know, you can then use each of those options to put your purchase together. So if you're buying a distressed business, that's one way. If you're buying an existing business to increase your existing market share, that's another reason. And if you're doing it for maybe investment purposes, because maybe an owner is looking at exiting the business or they've got different ideas of what they want to do, then you can probably put a little cash on the table, but more likely than not, the owner is going to carry the purchase price for you. So you might agree to a price of $2 million. I'll pay you $2 or $3 million over the next 2 or 3 years from the profits of the business. And in each of those years, you can work a little bit less and a little bit less and a little bit less. And I will make sure that there's a management team in place under my guidance to run the business, and we will both benefit from it. So how do you buy a business? The first thing that you need to do is you need to figure out, why are you buying it? Is it distressed? Is it going to help your business increase its market share? Or is it a really great investment and you simply want to take advantage of it? Once you've figured out that reason, then the next thing you need to do is figure out, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to use cash? Are you going to use cash plus equity inside or outside investors, or maybe the cash of the business? Or are you going to use cash plus debt from a third party a third party lender or financier? And then once you've figured out the why, then you go to the how. Lastly, is you got a plan. So you got to put together some pro forma financial statements, and before your eyes glaze over, they're actually pretty simple to do. Maybe you don't want to do them, but the folks on your finance team or folks like us, we can certainly help you do that. So you're going to want to have a plan, and that plan shouldn't be too far down the road. I mean, 5 years used to sort of be the window to look at, but in my experience over the last decade, most businesses are lucky to look 3 years down the road and plan for 3 years, because the world changes so fast, technology is changing so quickly, competition is making businesses change their plans that they couldn't have anticipated changing just a few years earlier. So put a plan together and figure out, if it's your own cash, how are you going to get your cash back? If you used your own cash plus investors, then you gotta figure out, how am I gonna get my cash back? But then how am I gonna make sure that investors get a return? And those investors, they may be patient money, but they also may say to you, look, we wanna own a percentage of the business because we wanna get a 20 or 30% yield on our money. And then lastly, if you've decided to use cash plus some debt from a lender, your plan is gonna have to demonstrate that you can repay that financing over the term of the loan that the bank is going to give to you. So the why, the how, and then the plan. That's basically how you put it together. What I've realized in my experience is that it's not really a scientific formula. When you're dealing with small and medium-sized businesses that are private corporations, a lot of it is just two people sitting together at a table, someone who wants to buy the business, someone who wants to sell the business, and the two of them sitting down and working out a deal that makes sense. If you understand why you're going to the table in the first place, is the business distressed, is it going to help my market share, or is this just an investment, that will guide the conversation you have with the business. Instead of coming to the table and going, well, what do you think? Let's see if we can put a deal together. You need some context, you need an anchoring point, or you need something to bolt to, so that as you get talking and making decisions, you can decide whether it's a good decision or a bad decision for you. So it's not hard to buy a business, but the biggest challenge that you're gonna have is valuation. How do you value the business? The person selling the business is always going to want way, 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 way more than what the person selling it is going to want. So that's why I said it's not really a scientific process as much as it is two people sitting down, and the acquirer or the person making the offer or the person wanting to buy the business having a very clear understanding of why they're doing it. So when they talk to the seller of the business or the existing owner, that the conversation is constructive, productive, and ultimately gets to where it needs to be. So if you need help with that, I certainly would love to be able to do that. Hopefully this Emily Now episode has shone some light on what it means to buy a business. And it isn't that tricky. If you can figure out why you're doing it, how you think you can pay for it, then putting a plan together and negotiating the transaction just becomes a function of some coffees or some meetings. And make sure, be careful, lawyers, accountants, all the professionals, even people like me, we're going to give you answers and direction, but ultimately you should know why you're doing it, how you're gonna pay for it, and what your plan is, because then as professionals come around to try and help you, again, they too have a point that they can anchor to or something that they can keep coming back to provide direction on how they give you advice. So that's all I've got for you on this episode. Make sure you tune in to the next episode, where we're gonna cover another topic that's really important for entrepreneurs and business owners to know about, and our hope is that in paying attention to this content and subscribing or viewing or liking or rating or whatever you do, that you'll benefit from it, and ultimately by interacting with it, other people will be able to see it as well, and that's our hope. So anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.